capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk. KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning. Want to catch a movie? Today at Parkway Cinema, any movie, any age, any time, only $6. Hey, for the kids, got a great movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. And for the adults, Novocaine, go to Katy Anna Cinema, click on the Parkway Cinema, and get everything you need to know. Well, we had scheduled tomorrow, Jeff Landry, and Jeff wants to reschedule to next Wednesday. So we had taken Jack McFarland, state representative, and moved him to 8. We're moving him back to 7:30, and that's tomorrow. So tomorrow, Jack McFarland at 7:30. Then a week from tomorrow, Governor Landry with us for the 30-minute program. Our guest this morning is Dr. Greg Handel. He is the executive vice president and provost for Northwestern State University. First time on the program with us. Dr. Handel, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. By the way, you are the one in charge of the Christmas musical that we have each
Christmas
year.
Christmas gala?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I used to be. I'm not really over it anymore, but I before this role, I served as director of the School of Creative and Performing Arts, and so the Christmas gala was part of my oversight.
I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest things I think they have every year at Northwestern University. Always kind of sell out crowds, and what a great way to start the Christmas season.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and it's really kind of a labor of love for our faculty, staff, and students, but it means a lot to the community, certainly adds a lot to the spirit of the season here in Natchitoches and on campus, and we're really glad that we can continue to do those shows and for our public audiences and for our school-aged children. We do about 9 shows by the end of that week, and so over 12,000 people get to see the talent of our students and faculty and staff. So we're very prideful of that show.
And I guess in Natchitoches, the first Christmas celebration is anything that happens after July 1st, and the last Christmas celebration, anything that happens before June 30th?
That's about right. You pretty much nailed it.
Talk to me about public forums.
Well, so we're really excited this week. We've had Dr. Nilank Jha here with us. He is a world-renowned neurosurgeon. He also has an MBA in economics, and so he's quite a brilliant man, and I'm not sure he ever sleeps, quite honestly. His brain is always just thinking about connections and how to bring some synergy between a lot of different things, and so he is partners with and has become very good friends with a Natchitoches native, Dr. Julian Bales, also a world-renowned neurosurgeon. And they are developing some very cutting-edge work and technology, both in concussion protocols for student-athletes, as well as doing some very deep research into stroke prevention and fighting brain cancer. So they're going to be part of a forum tomorrow night here on campus at 7:30 p.m. in McGale Recital Hall. And they will be joined by Monty Shikola, who is a Northwestern State alum, who owns a big software company that partners with IBM. He's down in Alexandria. Those three are going to talk about leadership in the age of artificial intelligence. So a very timely topic, and we're really looking forward to a full house in McGale Recital Hall, and I'm going to be moderating this forum. And so this is a outcome of the newly established Lola Walker Donohoe Endowed Chair in Interdisciplinary Studies.
And I take it this is open to the public?
It is. There is information on our website. It is free, but we do ask people to register, so we do know how many are coming. The hall is limited to about 400 seats, so we want to be sure anyone who wants to attend is able to. It will also be live streamed, and that will be on our main NSU page, nsula.edu, at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow night.
So is this designed primarily for professionals, or is this open to anybody?
It is open to anybody. You know, artificial intelligence is something that certainly we are seeing affect everyone's lives in some way, shape, or form. You know, from the kind of the joke that you think about buying something and suddenly there it appears on your social media feed suggesting different things you should buy, to our ability to use auto-generated chat GPTs to bring together some of your thoughts. And so it has a lot of possibilities. Though for us here at the university, we have really been very, very focused, before we dive too deep into it, on establishing, you know, the ethical protocols of using AI in academia, just because we need to be sure that we maintain rigor and integrity in our academic programs and in all of the work that our students do, and honestly, the work that our faculty and staff do. So figuring out how we use it and use it effectively and efficiently and use it to be productive, but also, you know, keeping the rigor and integrity of the process, really.
So is AI just getting started, or is it beginning to get into its maturity?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it's been around for a while. Certainly, you know, some of the things, the automated things you see in people's homes, the Alexas, or, you know, you say, hey, Siri, when you want to make a phone call or send a text on your phone. That's all artificial intelligence based. But I think it's really, it's developing so quickly that now we're really seeing it in all facets of everything we do and all facets of our lives. And so, you know, for a while, I feel like we wanted to kind of avoid it and run the other way. And I think we've all figured out it's not going anywhere and we can't do it. And then we kind of realized, hey, this could really help us. It could save a lot of time and productivity in a lot of places as long as we continue to use ethical standards in the way we do it.
The academic planning process, how do you determine which new programs to offer at Northwestern?
So, of course, we have our hallmark programs that we've had, you know, really kind of forever. We've got our education degrees. We were founded, of course, as a teacher's college, and so that's one of our pillars. And then we've got our College of Nursing and School of Allied Health that this year is celebrating their 75th year of providing nurses and allied health professionals to Louisiana and the region and the nation. And then we've got our School of Creative and Performing Arts, which is celebrating its 40th birthday of becoming a school that pulls together all of our creative and performing arts. And then we newly established just a few years ago, we took together all of our science, engineering, and math and technology and put them into a school of STEM. And so we've been really focused as a university as on those hallmarks, and so we continue to develop our programs there. But then you start looking at all of your other programs that have also been around a while and maybe need a little bit of an update. And this is where AI can kind of help you a little bit. We go to AI, we ask questions. It tells us some of the popular degrees, some of the programs that people are interested in. And then this is a whole, you know, big process, Ted, that we, all institutions in Louisiana, have to present. It's called a three-year academic planning rotation document to the Board of Regents. And that's just not a binding document, but it tells the Board of Regents what our plans are for the next 3 years. Here's what we're developing. Here's when we would like to be able to begin offering it. And here's what's involved in doing it. And that really assists us locally because it keeps us getting forward motion on developing the programs. Otherwise, sometimes we get busy and we put that proposal aside. And this kind of keeps that forward motion moving. So it's really a good process. And we are able then to engage our academic advising committees. And those committees and councils are based and are The membership basically is our alums, their faculty members, their current students, their people in industries, their our healthcare partners, and they come to the table. We have conversations about our graduates. We talk about what skills they have, what skills maybe they didn't have that they've discovered they needed when they got out of the profession, and then we make curricular changes here locally at the university, and that's how we keep our programs on the cutting edge and the front edge of what's going on academically.
Great question here. You recognize that if you get a degree in nursing or education, you got a job and you got a good future. There's a lot of programs. I'll give you an example. I've got a grandson that's at Berkeley in Boston School of Music, and I talked to him. I said, you know, Brady, can you make a living once you get out of Berkeley? And he said, I hope so. Do you have, when you meet with students, do you go over what the future looks like for them once they get a degree and where they can actually become a person that's going to have a financially secure future?
Yeah, that is a great question, and I'm glad you asked that. You know, every institution has, you know, certainly we have a career planning center, and, you know, in the fields, such as music, you know, if you're getting a music education degree, and that's what my degrees are in, so I kind of knew pretty early on what my track was going to be. I wanted to be a teacher. I had always wanted to be a teacher, and so it was made a lot of sense to get a music education degree, and I've never regretted doing that. But you always have that age-old question, if you're a music major or a dance major or a theater major, how are you going to make a living and be a productive member of society? We have embedded courses in a lot of our programs, and I'm going to speak about theater and music because those are two that have done this. They have it's a kind of an experiential learning component in the junior or senior year of the program. And in theater, one of the classes is called The Business of Theater. And it's all about marketing yourself, all about how to manage your expectations, how to find a manager, how to be able to take auditions, how to put yourself out in the world, how to support yourself fiscally and financially while also taking auditions. And so it's really it's an important piece of our curriculum, and it's been one of our most popular classes that our alums always come back and say, you know, thank you for doing that. When I get out and I got out into the streets of New York on Broadway, you know, I had big eyes and I saw all the lights, but I wasn't quite sure how to navigate it. But this class helped me to do that. And we're very pleased with the success of that particular class and our theater students. You know, last May we had 5 alums making their Broadway debut during the month of March.
Wow.
So a year ago.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Our guest this morning is Dr. Greg Handel, Executive Vice President and Provost at Northwestern University. Got a question for you. Want to change your flooring in your home or your business and want to get a great price and quick professional service? Broadline Services across from Sabine Retirement can provide that for you, whether it's ceramic, tile, porcelain, wood, or carpet. Call Tim or Juanita, 318-652-1215, or go to broadlines.org.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. $10 billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
A complete selection of firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols available at Nichols, Winfield, Leesville, Coachella, and Manny. Tomorrow, Jack McFarland, state representative. Thursday, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy in for his regular monthly program. And next Wednesday, the governor of Louisiana in for his program. Today, Dr. Greg Handel, executive vice president, provost at NSU. Let's talk about summer camps, Dr. Handel.
Great, I would love to. So, of course, summer doesn't seem like it's here yet, but we are quickly approaching. We've, you know, at the eight-week mark now in our semester, so summer will be here before we know it. And, you know, aside from our freshman connection sessions where we welcome our incoming freshmen for registration and orientation to the university, you know, they're going to be offering some other camps around that, and one is the Kid Connection, and that's for younger students who have older siblings who are coming to the university, and so that's a day-long camp where they're just doing some arts and crafts activities and that sort of thing. This year, we're also offering, as part of the Freshman Connection sessions, a new camp called Career Connection. And that's an opportunity for our academic departments to offer some specialty sort of classes that allow the middle school and early high school student to explore some things. You know, are they interested in the culinary arts? So they may be in our chef's kitchen helping prepare a meal or learning about the different parts of the chef's kitchen. Are they interested in one of the STEM fields? They may be in one of our biology or microbiology labs or one of our chemistry labs learning about experiments and that sort of thing. So it's going to be really a neat addition, I think, to an already very busy couple of days when those incoming freshmen are on campus. But the earlier we can get those younger students exposed to what we do here at Northwestern State, the better off we are. So we're looking very, very forward to that. In addition to that, of course, we have a plethora of other summer camps and events across campus. We have summer music camps that span the month of June. We have a summer art camp for Art Connection, it's called, also during June. And I think that there are, in the School of Creative and Performing Arts, they're exploring a few other camps. There's a theater dance camp also in July. And then we've got, you know, STEM camp, STEM day, Educators Rising, all sorts of different summer camps that a couple of them are residential, where students are actually here in residence for 3 or 4 days, and so kind of do activities all day long. And then others are just day camps. So we have a lot, and all of that information is on our website, nsula.edu, and continues to evolve and roll out as more of the details of those camps become available. Those will all be on our website.
Dr. Greg Handel is our guest this morning. We got one more break. When we come back, we're going to talk about summer dinner theater. He's got a question for you. You want to get your college degree, but you've got a full-time job and you just can't take off the time right now. One of the best programs in America is at Northwestern State University, online education. Check with Northwestern, go to the website, get more information, and get enrolled today. Start your future off, keep your job, make it a great life for yourself. Northwestern State University.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
Okay, it's time for an eye exam. Where do you go? Let me make a suggestion. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. 15 locations, is one close to you. They include Alexandria, Leesville, Winfield, and Natchitoches. A routine eye exam, contact lenses, they take care of you. The most complicated surgery, cataract surgery, they are the pros. 318-487-2020. Go to laeyeandlaser.com. Get more information. The Mike McCarthy Show comes up at 8:02 this morning on this station. And tomorrow, Jack McFarland, Thursday, Bill Cassidy. With us this morning, Dr. Greg Handel. Summer dinner theater productions become very popular at Northwestern. Talk to us about those.
I would love to. This is one of the most prized and sought after things all summer in Natchitoches and the surrounding areas. The theater dance department puts on two productions, and one is usually a murder mystery type, and then another is a musical. And we don't know what the shows are yet because we wait to pick those until it's very late. It's in May because we have to wait to see what students are going to be around. Our students are currently out taking auditions for summer work. And, you know, it's a good problem that most of them find work somewhere, either on a cruise ship or at Cedar Park or amusement parks throughout the United States. And so they're gone all summer entertaining, doing their thing, getting very valuable experience for life beyond college. And so we have to wait and see which students are going to be around for the summer. They're typically very small casts,
3 to 5 people usually, and so we pick the shows based upon that. And then it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a dinner theater. People come, probably about 100 per show, and we do traditionally we do the shows on the Fredericks Auditorium stage, and the cast members are also the servers for the shows. So, you know, and so tipping becomes very important because that's their work for the summer. And so it's a really great experience. It's a nice way to spend what usually is very hot summer days here in Natchitoches, and always very entertaining shows. You know, they, especially the murder mysteries, especially are always audience favorites because there's a lot of audience participation. So you may remember a couple of years ago we did a show called Always Patsy Cline, and that still, I think, to this day was probably the most popular summer dinner theater we did. We ended up adding about 4 shows of that, and I think we could have done a whole summer of that, and people would have been really happy. They loved it.
And if I remember correctly, it's not unusual to have early sellouts on these shows.
Absolutely. Once we advertise, you know, what the shows are and really kind of get everything going, yeah, they sell out very, very quickly. So it's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and then there's usually a Sunday later matinee that also includes dinner.
So, Dr. Hantel, when will you start putting out information as to the shows, and where can they find this information at?
So those, in May we'll start advertising that, what the shows are going to be and what those dates are. And then when you make your reservations, which can be done, you know, certainly by calling, but also online, you'll have menu choices and you'll be able to make your selection for food. And again, those, I always say that the best source to get that information is always our website, nsula.edu. It's always going to have the most up-to-date information and the most up-to-date ways to purchase the tickets. It's always some people do like to call, and that's fine. You know, we can't always guarantee, we're always shorter staffed in the summer, so, you know, they may not get an immediate answer, but if they leave a message on the phone, they will get a call back within 24 hours.
Well, we got about a minute left. Have I missed anything that you wanted to talk about this morning?
No, I think we've covered everything, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about the academic side of the house. You know, there's a lot of our academics certainly are kind of front of the house. You see them a lot, and certainly our creative and performing arts, you know, the whole world is a stage for them. But I also like to talk about some of those other programs that you may not see on a day-to-day basis, but are so active. And so I just would welcome the opportunity, you know, certainly anybody who's interested in what we do on the academic side of the house, if they want to visit campus, take tours, especially if they've got children or grandchildren who they think might be a really good fit for Northwestern State. We are a really great fit for a lot of students, and for especially in this region. We're right here. We're very affordable. We've got some of the best programs around. And so that's how I would like to spend my last minute, is just promoting what we do. I have a lot of pride in what we do and the product we produce here at Northwestern State. We'd love to show it off.
Dr. Greg Hantel, our guest this morning, been great having you with us. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again in the near future.
It would be my pleasure.
Of how we used to walk beginning end. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When